led by Saudi Arabia, 34 nations, including Bangladesh, are taking up arms to protect the Islamic nation. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Joe Richter heads up Farms International, and he says ISIS is already active in Muslim-majority Bangladesh through its affiliate, JMB.
This is becoming more and more of an issue in Bangladesh. Recently, they've put threats out on government officials, also especially Christians.
JMB recently sent death threats to the Christian who leads Farms work in Bangladesh. Nonetheless, gospel work continues through Farms Microloan Program.
Oh, it's been tremendous in Bangladesh. You don't hear about it, but there are tens of thousands of former Muslims coming to know the Lord in Bangladesh.
Sounds nearly impossible that thousands of Muslims are coming to Christ. But Help India Kids says nothing is impossible, including reaching their goal for Project Mission Impossible. Help India Kids' Jonathan Balbeck.
We have a lot of vision for the future and what we'd like to see happen. Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, it is possible. And so that's kind of our theme. Our goal is to raise $4 million over a period of 4 years to help with medical needs, agricultural projects, education projects, and just refurbishments of the campus itself.
They're meeting physical and spiritual needs in hard-to-share areas.
We are a Christian mission. We are in a Hindu country, and so the gospel is incorporated as carefully as we can. The gospel is presented in action, but it is also presented in word when appropriate.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.